What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Actually got a few topics, sports-related, and one little political-related topic to get into. Before we get started, if you're watching on YouTube, hit that click now subscribe button in the right-hand corner. If you're on Facebook, hit that like on the fan page. You're on Instagram, hit that follow if you're watching this on Instagram TV. If you're on TikTok, watching this live on my TikTok, please hit the follow. I will follow you back. And I just did a post on TikTok just a few minutes ago for Mobb Deep, Shook Ones. And I'm actually going to – I got to get back in the swing of things and post it on my TikTok a lot more and whatnot. So we will get in the swing of things. And definitely, you know, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all these other platforms as well. Don't forget the audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Podchaser, Podcast Addict, and more. And don't forget this podcast is also sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. If you need online marketing promotions for your music product, your brand, or your service, check out promopalace.biz. Also, if you're a dog lover, a cat lover, animal lover, and you like t-shirts and hoodies with dogs and cats on them, check out newlitter.com. That's New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. Also, I got to shout out dizzlebrand.com. Dizzle Brand, just add ice, do your dizzle. Dizzlebrand.com, step into the future. Dizzle Brand. Before I get into my topics, let's get into any scores from last night. Brooklyn Nets beat the New York Knicks 112-110. James Harden actually balled out. Memphis beat Toronto, and they should be beating Toronto. Toronto doesn't even really have a legit all-star on the team right now. Phoenix beat Golden State. A lot of people had Golden State ending Phoenix's streak. But I think people are underselling Phoenix. You know, Phoenix is a team on a mission. They got to the finals. They felt like they legitimately got to the finals, even though a lot of people said they got lucky because of injuries. But they're a team on a mission. It's a 17-game winning streak for them, too. Portland beat Detroit, and the Lakers beat Sacramento. And let's get into the standings. I'm going to do Paul's power picks. Right now, number one, I got number one, Paul's power picks. I'm going with the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix Suns moved up to my number one spot. Golden State, number two. Hold on, let me do this right. Number one, Phoenix Suns. Why? I mean, they just beat the Golden State Warriors. That's all I got to say. Number two, the Golden State Warriors. Why? I mean, they're 18-3. They only got three losses of the season. They still got Klay Thompson about to come back and Wiseman. Number three, the Brooklyn Nets. Why? They got Kevin Durant and they got James Harden. Let's see. Number four, going with Chicago Bulls. Chicago Bulls are number four. They're number two in the East right now. And number five, the Miami Heat. That's my top five. Paul's power picks for the NBA. I got Phoenix number one, Golden State number two, Brooklyn Nets number three, Chicago number four, and the Heat number five. And that could change week to week. All right, let's go to the NFL real quick. There was no scores really to go over with, but let's go over my standings. Right now, it's pretty much the same. Paul's power picks is pretty much still the same. We got Green Bay number one, Tampa number two. I got Chiefs number three. I got New England number four and Arizona number five. That's my Paul's power picks for the NFL. And, of course, we got a bunch of games coming up. This Sunday, we got Dallas versus New Orleans. I'm going with Dallas with a bounce back. Giants in Miami. I'm going with Miami. Colts in Houston. I'm going with the Colts. The Vikings in Detroit. Detroit has not won a game this year. Is Jared Goff really looking like a Super Bowl quarterback? Now he can't even win a game for Detroit. Stop it. Minnesota over Detroit. I got the Eagles over the Jets. Arizona versus Chicago. I got Arizona. Chargers and the Bengals. Man, this is going to be a good game. Burrows versus Justin Herbert. I don't know, man. The Chargers, I thought would be better than they are this year anyways. They're 6-5. I'm going with the Bengals on this. I'm going with the Bengals. Tampa Bay over Atlanta. Do I really need to pick next? Jacksonville versus the Rams. I got the Rams beat the Jacksonville. Raiders and the Washington football team. We're going Raiders. Baltimore, Pittsburgh. I'm going with Baltimore. San Fran and Seattle. I'm going with San Fran. Denver and KC. I'm going with KC. New England and Buffalo. That's the game of the week. Man. You know what? I'm going with New England. That's my picks. All right, so let me get into a few topics. Number one, Cam is not back. I said pump the brakes when Cam Newton talking about, I'm back. Just because he came in, he ran a few plays, and he scored a couple touchdowns, doesn't mean you're back. We got to see the whole game. And Cam had the worst game in the NFL last year. Cam was the worst quarterback in the NFL last week. He is not back. He's probably going to be – I don't even know if he's starting next week. Cam Newton is not back. He's hitting the bench. This is what I think about Cam Newton saying he's back. Cam is not back. Stop it, Cam. What a joke. Next topic. Lincoln Riley to USC. This is a big deal. I mean, USC is known for being one of the powerhouses, usually, you know what I'm saying, in college football. I mean, they've fell off, you know. Back in the days of Reggie Bush and Mark Sanchez and all that, I mean, USC was always in the mix. And they're never in the mix. And it's California, USC. I mean, they got to be in the mix. So it's a great move. Will he instantly turn around the program? You got to give him at least 2 or 3 years. If 3 years, you don't see things going in the right direction, then it was a mistake. But I think Lincoln Riley going to USC, I think he's going to change the program. I think Oklahoma will be fine. I think Oklahoma will find somebody to replace him. Oklahoma has always been pretty decent in football for as long as I can remember. And let me see if I got any more football-related topics before I get on to this, all these basketball ones. And I don't. So Lincoln Riley to USC is a big deal. I'm going to talk about the Timberwolves. Now, I've been saying it on this podcast week to week when I go over these scores. Timberwolves, they were losing. They were like the bums of the league at the beginning of the year. And I've been saying there's no reason the Timberwolves should be losing like they are. Because, I'm going to go down a list of NBA teams in the West. And, when you take the Timberwolves core three, just their core three players, Carl Anthony Towns, D'Angelo Russell, and Anthony Edwards. Okay, their core three is better than anything on Houston. Their core three is better than the core three on the Pelicans right now because Zion ain't even playing. Their core three is better than OKC. Their core three is better than Spurs. Their core three is better than the Kings. Their core three is better than the Portland Trailblazers core three right now. Who's the Portland Trailblazers core three? You got Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, and Jokic, I think. Russell, Karl-Anthony Towns, Their core three. Anthony Edwards. They're better. Denver Nuggets, their core three right now. I mean, they're injured. They don't have Jamal Murray. Their core three is better than the Denver Nuggets core three. Their core three right now might be better than the Lakers core three. Not on paper, but right now, as far as chemistry goes. The Clippers. Who's the Clippers core three? The Minnesota Kawhi Leonard is not playing right now. Their core three should be better. Memphis Grizzlies. They got Ja Morant and a couple other cats. But their core three should be better. Technically speaking, the Minnesota Timberwolves should be Dallas Mavericks core three. Their core three should be better. Is better than Dallas Mavericks core three on paper. They just got Luka, Porzingis, and Tim Hardaway Jr. Anthony Edwards, D'Angelo Russell, and Karl-Anthony Towns should be better than those three. Especially right now, the fact that Porzingis isn't playing like the Porzingis at the Knicks. There's no reason the Minnesota Timberwolves shouldn't be like fourth or fifth right now. There's no excuse for it. Their core three should have them at fourth or fifth right now. So, and Timberwolves have won seven in the last eight, 7-3 in the last 10. So they're starting to get it together. But they got to keep it together because there's no reason that they should not be in the 4 or 5 mark. I'm going to go over a couple players that I feel like are highly overlooked and highly underrated. One is probably the most overlooked player in the league, and the other one is the most underrated. Christian Wood is the most overlooked player in the league. Detroit Pistons made a big mistake by giving Jeremy Grant money and not him. He's better than Jeremy Grant. Christian Wood is far better than Jeremy Grant. Jeremy Grant ain't putting up 24 and 20 rebounds. And it's very rare that, any player that's put up 20 and 20, you got something right there. So Christian Wood is the most overlooked player. The Rockets are probably going to waste his talent because he probably needs to be on a contender right now and not be in a rebuild situation. Even though he's kind of young, the guys that they got, Kevin Porter Jr. and Jalen Green, it's going to be 4 or 5 years before they even play winning basketball. It's going to be 4 or 5 years before they even play winning basketball, probably. Jalen Green is clearly, as he stepped up into the league, he doesn't look like the number two pick right now. He doesn't even look like he should have been number two pick. Clearly, he shouldn't have been. He went too high. Jonathan Kuminga seems to be adjusting a lot better than him so far. Julius Randle, most underrated player in the NBA. I think so. I think Julius Randle is the most underrated player in the NBA. He literally can, if he just takes his time, he could just one-on-one score at any given time. He's a pretty good passer. I'm starting to see teams like the Lakers. The Lakers weren't even in win-now mode when they got rid of Julius Randle. If they had Julius Randle right now, when LeBron is hurt, they got Julius Randle, who actually could play small forward, power forward. They probably could put him at center as well because Julius Randle is pretty big. He's not super tall, but he's pretty big. So, yeah. Teams just be giving up too soon. Pelicans should have not got rid of Julius Randle. where would they be at right now? They had Julius Randle, along with Zion. Especially why Zion's hurt. Julius Randle, people like Lakers gave up on him too soon. Pelicans gave up on him too soon, and Knicks sure as hell ain't about to give up on him no time soon. But yeah, to me, Julius Randle is the most underrated, and Christian Wood is the most overlooked. All right, let me get into Enes Kanter changed his name and becomes a U.S. citizen. He changed his last name to Freedom. Sometimes when these name changes to me is really like corny. You know, you had Ron Artest change his name to Meta World Peace. I mean, like, they just change their names to the most retarded names sometimes. Chad Ochocinco changes his name to jersey number, not even the English version, Spanish version. Chad Ochocinco probably can't even speak a lick of Spanish past saying Ochocinco. But Enes Kanter changed his name to Enes Kanter Freedom. It's kind of corny to me, changing last name to Freedom. Then again, I mean, I guess it's not as corny as Ochocinco or World Peace. Freedom sounds like, you know, it could be a last name. Let me think. Paul Freedom. That's my first name is Paul. Paul Freedom. That sounds like that could be a name. But Enes Kanter, I'm going to tell you what, man. Enes Kanter, like, LeBron James can take a page out of Enes Kanter's book. LeBron James is a complete fraud. He claims to be what Enes Kanter is when it comes to freedom, but it's all facade. He's nowhere near where Enes Kanter is. Enes Kanter is 100% about freedom. LeBron James is just 50% about freedom. LeBron James only wants freedom for some people. He only wants equality for certain people. LeBron James doesn't care for freedom or equality of all. He doesn't care about all people of all ethnicities and races. And if he tries to say he does, it's a lie. It's a fraud. Because, I mean, Enes Kanter's stance on, like, the fact that LeBron is making millions of dollars off of shoes that are made by slave labor. I mean, like, LeBron James is the biggest hypocrite in the world. Your shoes are made by slave labor. You know, at least Michael Jordan never really took this stance. You know what I'm saying? And because Michael Jordan wasn't no political activist when he was in the league. He was just a ball player. He just played ball and won games. But LeBron James is taking these stance that he's been such a hypocrite on, you know. And so Enes Kanter is what LeBron says he is, but isn't. And what LeBron only wishes he was or claims to be. Enes Kanter, not even wishes he was. Enes Kanter is basically what LeBron claims to be. You know what I'm saying? A real activist that really cares about freedom of all people across the world. And now let me get into the part that Enes Kanter becomes a U.S. citizen. Now that's very important. Because there's a lot of people that always put down America. They shit on America. They put down America. You know, America's systematically racist, this, that, and the third. Every white person is racist. They're out to get all black people or people of color. Now, this is the thing. It's kind of all double standard and hypocritical to me because there's only one country on the planet that thousands and maybe millions of people in all countries want to come to and become a citizen of. Like, the majority of Americans aren't trying to leave and become a citizen nowhere else. The majority of people in France, they're not trying to leave and become a citizen of South American countries or Arabic countries or Russia or Asian countries. No, they're trying to come to America. The majority of Asians are the only other country they're trying to come to is America. Like, we got to stop acting like there's not thousands and thousands and thousands of people in every city, in every country, that would love to flee their country and become a citizen of America. Because a lot of these other countries don't have no freedoms. They have zero freedoms whatsoever. They have no amendments, no rights. They have zero rights. They have no rights to bear arms, no freedom of speech. They don't got the right to self-defend. Somebody, Japan literally locks you up from 5 to 10 years just for having marijuana. You don't got to sell it. You don't even have to sell it. You just have it. So there's plenty of people in Japan that would probably love to leave and come to America and become citizens. But there's not thousands and thousands of Americans that are saying, I want to become a citizen of Japan or Arabic country. It's not happening like that. So if America is such this awful place, the worst place in the world, why is it the only place in the world that people from all countries want to become citizens of? Because I can tell you, ain't nobody trying. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people. You can't pick one country in the world where thousands of people are trying to leave and become a citizen of an Asian or Arabic country or Russia, any communist country, period. Or any I almost look at Arabic countries as communist countries, because the women, now that women in Afghanistan have no rights, and a lot of those countries, Arabic countries, the women's have no rights. They didn't have rights for the longest. They couldn't even show their face. They can't show their breasts, their cleavage. They can't show legs, nothing. You know, Arabic countries, women are controlled more than any other country on the planet. You know, so yeah, man, like, it's kind of funny to me how America is such the hell country of the world, but it's the only country that everybody in the world wants to become a citizen of. Because I can tell you, it's not all these other countries, you know. And even UK, everybody ain't trying to become a citizen of UK. Everybody ain't trying to become a citizen of France. Even Ireland, where a lot of my ancestors are from, you know. Like, I can tell you, nobody's trying to become a citizen of Russia, China, North Korea, you know. Not too many South American countries. If you're going to pick anywhere in South America, it's probably Central America. You got to pick Panama. Panama City, Panama. I've lived in Panama before. Panama is a great experience. It makes you not take America for granted and understand that America has it made compared to Panama. Panama has real poverty, real ghettos, real struggle that America would never, ever experience whatsoever. You know, but yeah, Enes Kanter changing his name. It's kind of, I think it's kind of corny, the name change, but I do agree with his stance on freedom. He's definitely what LeBron James just portrays to be or pretends to be. Enes Kanter is the real deal, and that's why he calls out LeBron James, a.k.a. LeChina James. And him becoming a U.S. citizen, just in Turkey, he's from Turkey. I can tell you right now, thousands of people from, you can't pick no one country on the planet where thousands of people are probably trying to become a citizen of Turkey. I'm telling you, man. It's not, maybe Switzerland is the only country, Switzerland or the Cayman Islands or something. I don't know. But I can tell you right now, there's this idea that thousands of people are trying to move to China, North Korea, or Russia, or any Arabic countries, or even Africa become U.S. citizens. Not U.S. citizens, become citizens. The only people trying to become citizens in Africa usually are just African Americans. There ain't too many white Americans trying to move to Africa to become citizens. And there isn't too many people from other countries that are just trying to move to Africa. You know, America is the number one spot. I mean, all these people from South America wouldn't be coming over across the border every single day if America was worse than where they are. That's the thing. They act like America is worse than all these other countries. But if they were, then these people wouldn't be running from these other countries to come to America. Because these other countries are far worse. But, you know, we believe what the media says. We believe Fox, MSNBC, CNN, and all these media channels that just paint these false narratives and these false pictures. You know. All right, so let me get to this last sports-related topic. This is so pathetic to me. Athletes, parents, grown men, athletes, parents, speak it up for them. It's like really become pathetic when a grown man, his mommy and daddy's got to speak for him in social media and come out and, like, first of all, your mom and dad doesn't even play the game. It's like for example, like Marvin Bagley III. All due respect, if Marvin Bagley III was balling out in practice, then he'd be getting more PT. But guess what? Marvin Bagley III is not even balling out in practice. If Marvin Bagley was as good as advertised, then he would barely be getting any playing time. This idea that coaches are just benching dudes just because, or they just don't know how to use them, that's bogus. Marvin Bagley III was highly overrated coming out of college. He's a terrible defender. Not that great of a three-point shooter. Not that great of a rebounder. Not that great of a passer. He's not that great. He can't get his shot anytime he wants to. Yeah, he had a good game the other game. But let's stop it acting like Marvin Bagley should be getting as much PT as DeAndre Ayton. Stop it. And the Kings totally screwed up by not taking Luka Doncic or even Trae Young. They totally screwed up. He's not better than the last two picks that the Kings had. And neither one of those were number two picks. Those were picks further down. Marvin Bagley, your daddy got to speak up for you just to get plenty of time. It's pathetic. How about you start balling in practice to get plenty of time? Same thing with Odell Beckham Jr. Okay, now you're at the Rams with Matthew Stafford, and y'all got Von Miller and everybody else in the damn world. Jalen Ramsey, Von Miller, they picked up in the last couple years, and they picked up Odell Beckham Jr., and they got Aaron Donald, Matthew Stafford. Okay, what is Odell doing right now? Nothing, nada, zilch, and he's not going to do much either anyways. Because, yeah, you know, you might have just, this is another thing in sports. People got to stop inflating a couple good years with longevity. Then you got, who was it? Okay, so Odell Beckham Jr.'s dad spoke up. Now you got Kareem Hunt's dad speaking up. Kareem Hunt's dad not see how bad that went for Odell Beckham Jr. when his dad spoke up? So now Kareem Hunt has to go. Because we can't have your daddy speaking up for you in social media and you causing disruptions with the team. Now Kareem Hunt is on his way out. If not this year, Kareem Hunt's gone next year. Just because his daddy's speaking up. Your mommy and daddy speaking up for you on social media is very pathetic. It's weak. It's weak. How about you start balling out? How about you start balling and then mommy and daddy wouldn't have to make you look bad? And it doesn't go good with, like, your parents calling out teammates. Teammates call out teammates. Stop it, man. And you do it in the locker room. It's so childish, so lame, so pathetic, so weak for mommies and daddies on social media had to call out. Had to get on social media and defend their kid like they're a child playing playing junior high ball or elementary ball or rec ball. They're grown men getting paid to play sports for a living, man. Stop it, man. Making your kid look pathetic, man. That's all you're doing. You're making your kid look pathetic. They look so pathetic. All right, let me get to this last topic before I do. Hit that click now subscribe button. Hit that like on Facebook, follow on Instagram. If you're on TikTok watching me live, please hit that follow. I'll follow you back. Also, please check out my last post, Mobb Deep Shook Ones. And I'm definitely going to get back into posting more on my TikTok every single day. And also, my dog, she got her on TikTok as well, Gia the dog. All right, Judge halts Biden's vaccine mandate for health workers in 10 states. I totally agree with this. Now, first of all, the last person you should be mandating for vaccines was health workers. Because all due respect, all through COVID before there was a vaccine, health workers were risking their lives more than anybody without a vaccination. And it wasn't like health workers were just getting COVID and piling up the hospital beds. No, it was non-health workers. Because health workers know how to take care of themselves better than the average person. So this idea that now, all of a sudden now, we have to mandate that they get vaccinated. They were risking life without the vaccination. And this idea that the government gets to control if you want to risk your life or not is bullshit. It's bullshit. It's horseshit. It's bogus. It's an overreach. It's like telling a person they can't commit suicide. You don't have that right to tell a person they can't risk their life. It's their life. They can risk their lives any way they want to risk their lives. You know, I remember going to this show one time, you know, to do a performance at this drag strip. And it said, enter at your own risk. Now, I'm going to perform in front of a bunch of fans. But it's a drag strip in a county that is a very dangerous county to begin with, Robinson County. It's called 710 Drag Strip in Maxton. So, yes, I'm going to perform for fans and try to build music fans or just people that could possibly become music fans. But I also, there's a sign that says enter at your own risk. And that's my choice. That's my risk to make. It's not the government's. So the government trying to sit there and dictate risk, a person risking their life, is bullshit. You don't, that's overreach. You don't get to dictate that. It's their life. Let them risk it if they want to. It's like telling a person not, they can't parachute out of an airplane. Parachute can't malfunction. It is a risk. But who are you to tell me what I can and can't do? That's the thing. The government telling anybody what they can and can't do is an overreach. As far as I'm concerned, the laws of man are overreaching. Yes, things do have consequences. Like, even without the laws of man, there's consequences. Like, if I go rob somebody, and say there's no laws of man, I go rob somebody at gunpoint. Well, the consequences without the laws of man being in place is they could catch me slipping somewhere, like at a club or something, and they could rob me or stab me or kill me for robbing them. So no matter if the laws of man are in place, every action has consequences. So who are you to tell somebody what they can and cannot risk in their life? If somebody wants to go and try, it's like trying to tell somebody they can't go catch alligators for a living. It's a risk. It's a dangerous job. But I don't, who are you to tell somebody they can't? And that's what the government's doing. they're overreaching. Because, first of all, the health workers were more at risk than the average person was. Because they were the ones that had to work around day to day, 24/7 around COVID people. And that's another thing with winter. Winter kicking in, COVID, they're saying COVID numbers will go up because everybody's in the house. And what do I say? I've said this on my podcast a dozen times. I have not been sick in almost 3 years. Ever since I've been in this apartment, I've signed my third, I'm going on my third lease. So it's been well over 2.5 years. Well over 2.5 years, I have not been sick. Not even a common cold. Why is that? Because I live alone and I work alone. So when wintertime comes and I'm in the house, I'm only one in the house except my dog. And guess what? Nobody's getting COVID from their dogs. And nobody's giving COVID to their dogs. So most people get COVID from people they live with. And second most people they work with, because that's the people you're around for the longest periods of time and the most periods of time. Because this idea that you're just around somebody one time and you're going to get sick, around them for one time in an hour and you're going to get sick, it might take 2 or 3 times, you know. But health workers were risking their lives anyways before the vaccination. It doesn't matter. What it doesn't make a difference. They were the only ones risking their lives for other human beings that were sick with COVID. Because average human beings weren't. They were the most essential workers out there. I guarantee the liquor store wasn't risking their lives for people who had COVID. The restaurant business wasn't risking their lives for people who had COVID. You know why? Because they shut down the damn dining rooms and they only did drive-through. And you're not getting COVID just through the drive-through. All right, so Judge halts Biden's vaccine mandate for health workers in 10 states. It should be halted for 50 states because it's a overreach. It's a governmental overreach. You don't get to dictate how somebody wants to risk their life. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Hit that click now, hit that like, hit that share, that follow, hit that comment. Any engagement is good engagement, and I accept all engagement. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. My name is Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. This is episode 81. This podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz for your online marketing promotion needs. Go to Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. Also, if you're a dog lover and a cat lover and you like t-shirts and hoodies, check out New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. It's newlitter.com. And we just recently added t-shirts with cats. And I just added 5 new cat t-shirts as well. We got some new dog designs coming as well. The beginning of next year, we're going to have new designs coming every single month, cat and dog designs. At least one set of new designs every single month to keep building the site up. Also, for Shizzle, I got to shout out one of my favorite brands, Dizzle Brand, dizzlebrand.com. Just add ice, Dizzle on ice. Step into the future. Do your Dizzle, dizzlebrand.com. Dizzle is going to be a multi-million dollar liquor company when it's all said and done. I strongly, strongly, strongly believe in Dizzle. I really do. And I got my own bottle. It's great. You don't got to mix it with anything. Got the perfect amount of mango. Just put it on ice. If you do mix it with something, mix it with any juice you got, and you're pretty much good to go. Pineapple, mango, whatever it is, just mix it and you're good to go. Watermelon juice, it doesn't matter. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in. My name is Paul Pickett. This is Triple P, the Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.